Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How can a man go to a house in a neighborhood thinking they're gonna get sex? As many hookers and prostitutes are out there, go get one. Leave me alone. Some sex website that nasty old men go and look for sex. They pay Venmo for the services, and then they get my address and they come here. Yes, I have my Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum loaded 4-inch barrel next to me, and I answer the door with it.
That's a woman whose address accidentally got posted as a place where sex workers are. She's not, apparently. And now rando men keep showing up at her house.
Yeah, she's tired of answering the doorbell time after time after time, and really tired of sex with strangers.
Right. Like the old joke, you have to climb up on the table to see them. If you know it, you know it. But you know, the lady who calls the cops says, my neighbor keeps walking around naked. And the cops look at the window and says, I don't see him. And she says, well, you have to stand up here on the table.
Oh, ironic.
So I became aware of this yesterday afternoon. I was texting around various clips that we needed for the show. And that while I was watching Face the Nation and whatnot, my coworkers were watching NFL championship football. And I thought, what has become of me?
Yes, no kidding. Loser.
Yeah, I do feel like I failed as a parent. I shouldn't, because, you know, not everybody watches sports. In fact, I think most people probably don't, statistically. My kids are not into it at all. I mean, they're completely unaware the games are on yesterday, and if I turn them on, they're bored immediately because they don't know what's happening or the teams or anything like that. They just have no interest. So I don't have it on in my house, and I feel like I failed somehow as a parent. I grew up, man, my dad and I would have been watching those games.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you have your things you bond over, right? Things in common with the boys. Well, Sam played football for a cup of Gatorade, didn't he?
Well, we went for a bike ride and stuff. We did stuff, but yeah. That's anyways, nice. I just feel like a failure to parent. Anyway, moving on. So I was watching one of these shows whilst the rest of America was enjoying football. And it was kind of interesting switching around the Sunday talk shows because several of them led with the, you know, the murderous animalistic cops beating a guy to death. And they led with that story. Fox News Sunday did not lead with that story. They led this with the story of the four-star Air Force general who says we're going to war with China and had a guest on to talk about that. Let's listen to that clip and then I'll fill in any gaps afterwards.
All right, I want to start by this report of a U.S. general, a top general, who is making a comment about a potential war with China in 2025. Get your reaction to this. NBC News is citing a memo to his officers with this quote. They say, I hope I am wrong, he says to them. My gut tells me we'll fight in 2025. Now, that's being met with a lot of different reactions, some skepticism. This is attributed to the opinion of one man. What do you make of that, and how do you think that's going to be received in China?
Well, I hope he's wrong as well. I think he's right, though. Unfortunately, I mean, China's mounting.
Wait, an actual war?
Well, I think China's looking at reunification of Taiwan, right? That's how they call it. There are several ways to do that. The first one is to influence the election that will take place a year from today. President Tsai's party is running for reelection. China is hitting them hard, saying they're a proxy of the United States to go to war with China. If they succeed in that effort, like Hong Kong, without a shot fired, but if they don't win in that one, they are going to look at a military invasion, in my judgment. We have to be prepared for this. And it could happen, I think, as long as Biden is in office, projecting weakness, as he did with Afghanistan that led to Putin invading in Ukraine, that the odds are very high we could see a conflict with China and Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. This goes back to my father's war, World War II.
So, any comment on that before I fill in a couple of gaps?
Not really. It's so difficult to say. You'd have to look at Xi Jinping and his long game and what he thinks will be the biggest return for the least headache, and that's just really difficult to guess at.
A four-star Air Force general, he sent a memo on Friday to his officers that he commands saying that he predicts the U.S. will be at war with China within 2 years and tells them to get ready and to prep. And he says in the clip, by firing a clip at a target, aim for the head, he said. This is a General Mike Minahan is his name. He said, I hope I'm wrong, but my gut tells me we'll be in a fight with China by 2025. So then Michael McCaul is on various, he's a Republican, as you just heard. He's on a variety of committees, and he said, I hope the guy's wrong too, but I think he's right, which is a heck of a thing, that you have multiple people with access to information we don't have access to, who think that that's likely where we're going to be. And as Michael McCaul just said there, China wants Taiwan. They're going to take it one of two ways. They're going to do like they did with Hong Kong without firing a shot, end up controlling Hong Kong, control Taiwan. Or if they have to fire a shot, they'll fire a shot, and then we're at war with them. And he sees those as pretty much the two roads China's headed down. And I thought, you know, in terms of that, in terms of a lead story for your Sunday show, that's a pretty good lead story. Doesn't mean they're right, but you got a number of people who do this for a living. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. Number one, there's a lot of speculation involved, which is not, you know, it's not a criticism exactly. It's just the nature of the thing. I would also suggest, and Jack, if you'd watched the football yesterday, you'd know this, that projecting
defense wins championships. Is that what you're going to say?
There's that. But if you are clearly ready for something, the other team will avoid that thing. And if indeed our Air Force leadership and presumably the Marines and the Army and everybody else is saying we got to be 100% ready, 100% ready to trade, kinetic, whatever the hell with China. We got to be ready to go at China. It could happen within 2 years. I think it is. That's a good posture. That's a hell of a lot better posture than China's fine. China's not going to do anything. They're too busy making our computers for us. Besides, if we are just their friend, maybe they'll soften up a little bit. That's how you invite conflict.
Well, I think this conversation invites conflict. I don't mind the generals planning for it behind the scenes, but Henry Kissinger was warning about this, geez, a decade or more ago, that if China and the United States and our cultures just keep talking about war like it's inevitable, well, then it becomes inevitable. You know, it's the whole, what do you call that when you wish something into being? There's a name for that.
Was that thing on Oprah?
No.
That was so popular for a while. Is that what you're talking about?
But you can, like, worry so much. I've done this in my own life, unfortunately, a couple of different times. You can be so concerned about some sort of thing, it almost becomes a goal, and even though it's not something you want, in some weird, twisted way, preparing for some bad inevitability, you can almost bring it into being. I hope that's not what the United States and China is doing.
Well, you sound a little like an appeaser there, Neville Chamberlain. Why don't you learn to goose step, huh? Whatever the Chinese equivalent is.
You know, I don't know. From a diplomacy standpoint, I'd rather we didn't talk about it being practically inevitable. I should say that the guest that Shannon Bream of Fox News Sunday had on after McCall said more or less that. That's what I was thinking at the time. Then he said, we got to quit talking about like this like it's inevitable, like it has to happen, because it doesn't have to happen. Anyway, that's a heck of a lead story right there.
Don't trust China.
That's in a sentence, sir. That is exactly what we're talking about. A couple of China-related stories. Number one, we outlawed sending them advanced chips in 1997 and continued to do it for quite a few years. Apparently, we can get into that in some depth.
I saw that. So we were sending China. They're still using our best chips for like their nuclear weapons.
Yeah, including in the last 2.5 years.
That's so crazy.
Some were procured as components for computing systems, many brought into the Institute's laboratory studying computational fluid dynamics, a broad scientific field that includes the modeling of nuclear explosions. But, you know, they just buy them for one thing and use them for another, and the enforcement mechanisms were super sloppy. So, again, that's kind of interesting, and I'd like to get into it later, but was also reading an appraisal of various militaries around the world. And the Ukraine conflict has absolutely exposed Russia as a corrupt, corroded, hollowed out force, still capable of enormous violence and death, but not nearly the monster that we believed it to be. I was reading one expert who was suggesting that Great Britain is very much like, to continue the NFL related analysis, it's like if we were figuring out who might win in a game next week, but the one team hadn't played since 1978, and we just remember when they were good. Oh man, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan, you know, the British Army, they're ready to go. I mean, they're a team with a great legacy, blah 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 blah, but they are an unknown quantity at best,
right? Speaking of Ukraine, because then we'll move on from the horror. We keep saying we're going to move on from horror. We keep bringing back horror. I saw one general on one of the talk shows yesterday saying the current best estimates are Ukraine has lost 100,000 men dead in this conflict so far. That's a country of 40 million people has lost 100,000 men in a year. So we have 8 times their population. I mean, to get a proportion, we'd have to lose 800,000 soldiers in a year.
Yikes.
To have the equivalent. I mean, that's obviously unimaginable. And the best numbers on Russia are they've lost between 150 and 200,000 men in a year. But he doesn't care.
Well, he may start caring soon. Oh, that reminds me, you know what we could get into? It's definitely not lightening it up, but many of those prisoners who were recruited and thrown into the fighting, their 6 months are up now, and they're coming home to Russia, and that's rough sledding.
They're not coming home and saying, well, that was fun.
I'm reformed and cheerful and ready to contribute to my city's economy and well-being. No, they're angry, messed up, depressed, shell-shocked.
And I got to tell you, that war in Ukraine is a good idea.
Oof.
They're not saying that either, probably.
Not so much, no.
So we got lots to get to. Our text line is always 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A mattress review site is paying people to test the theory that eating cheese before bed will give a person nightmares. But if you're in bed eating cheese till you pass out, your life is already a nightmare.
Wow.
Eating cheese till you pass out.
Oh, that's eaters. Funny. God, so what jobs are going to vanish first thanks to AI? If you have one of these jobs, you're probably better off knowing it. We'll share that with you next. Stay with us.
For some reason, I had a dream last night that I'd ordered like DoorDash food and I was waiting for it to arrive. And I feel like I spent the entire night kind of half asleep because I was expecting a knock at the door because my food was going to arrive. I don't know what that was all about. It's like a waiting for Godot sort of thing, but except it was DoorDash.
Wow.
So one of the biggest lottery winners in UK history just died at the age of 72. The reason this is interesting is that it's yet another story of somebody winning the lottery and blowing all their money and their life really becoming quite miserable. I have said for a long time, and I believe this to be true, that for like 99% of us, it'd be the worst thing that ever happened to you, winning a giant lottery. Your relationships with your family, your friends, with the world would never be the same in a twisted, horrible way. But anyway,
I would just go get new relationships with really attractive people wherever they hang out.
Yes, I will be on a boat with attractive people. So
exactly. I'll find new friends. Very, very rich friends.
He burned through a mind-blowing $50 million in 8 years.
Wow.
Splurging on a soccer team, racehorses, and extravagant cars before his luck ran out. Documents revealed last week. He spent a stunning $131,000 per week after winning a record-breaking $257 million Euro Millions jackpot in 2011. That's a big jackpot, $257 million. You're wondering, how did he only have $50 million to blow through? Well, part of the reason is, similar to ours, you take the payout and taxes and everything like that. Then he and his wife of 40 years got a divorce.
No.
Almost immediately. So 40 years they were married together. And it doesn't get into, and I don't know if anybody knows, but, was it her who say, I've been waiting for this moment, or him, or both, or what? But, I mean, right there. Your life is pretty disrupted.
Man. Reminds me of my favorite bitter joke on that topic. Guy comes home. He says to his wife, "What would you do if I told you we won the lottery?" She said, "I'd take my half and leave." He said, "Well, here's your $6. See ya."
Oh, that's terrible.
It was a small win.
He bought a whole bunch of really, really fancy cars and... Along with a $6 million home he reportedly spent millions more to renovate, he also snapped up three prized racehorses that didn't turn out the way he was hoping. Bought a football team that didn't turn out to be the best investment. And then, of course, you know, I don't know how things went with his new wife or his new girlfriends after he and his wife of 40 years got a divorce.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about the guy before he won the lottery. Strikes me as kind of a dope.
Well, do you disagree with my premise that most people would end up miserable after winning a giant lottery?
No, if it's most, no, I don't disagree with you. I think many, many would. I don't see myself buying a sports team. I just see myself getting season tickets and going whenever I wanted. What are you buying it for? Are you going to trade all the players or something? That would make you dope.
Well, right off the bat, if your first impulse is, I need a new relationship, okay, you're doomed. I mean, if that is like in among your first thoughts, you're doomed. You're just doomed.
Yeah, because apparently money was what was holding you back from doing it, you know, before.
Or you're thinking that money is going to get you some sort of better relationship. But why is the money going to get you a better relationship?
Because I'm where all those rich, good-looking people hang out, obviously. So
because
bikini models would be flocking to my side.
Hot chicks like boats. Yeah, exactly.
But then they'd learn to love me for who I am, clearly.
You're going to lose your job because of AI. Which jobs? We got that list for you. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast. Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Here at Southwest, mistakes were made, and that's on us. Mostly. Some of it's on you.
Hey, man, let's keep it real. You bought the ticket.
Again, you bought a Southwest ticket. You obviously don't respect yourself, so why should we?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for flying Southwest.
Welcome aboard.
Southwest Airlines. If it's that important to you, just walk.
Southwest Airlines. You obviously don't care about yourself, so why should we? Wow. I mean, you bought a ticket on Southwest. That's the kind of the jokes, the vibe. Man, the bloom is off the rose for Southwest Airlines.
A couple of hilarious commercial parodies on SNL. That one in the State Farm, where Jake from State Farm, the friendly, handsome young man who's there to help you out with your insurance, and starts to stay the night, raise your kids, sleep with your wife. Hilarious. Parody. Yes.
Oh, I want to talk about, maybe we'll get to this in hour three. Kevin McCarthy on Face the Nation yesterday, his first major interview since he became Speaker of the House. And just this isn't really a criticism of him, because this has been both parties now for decades and decades, but just living in fantasy land in terms of our whole spending problem. Fantasy land.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, because boy. It sells to the populace.
So says one computer expert of artificial intelligence and your ChatGPT and that sort of thing, this is not crying wolf. The wolf is at the door. Of course, that's the sort of thing you cry when you're crying wolf. So that's not the best denial I've ever heard. But their point is that this is not some sort of theoretical discussion for the future. This is upon us. And this analysis goes into all sorts of fields where it's going to strike first, and you will see wholesale job loss. As it stands now, ChatGPT can easily teach classes already, said this computer scientist. The tool would likely be most effective at the middle or high school level, at those classes where you're reinforcing skills already established in elementary schools. Although it has bugs and inaccuracies, this can easily be improved.
Yeah, anybody who talks about it's got, I tried it and it did whatever. Shut up! It's going to be a thousand times better in a month. So that's just ridiculous criticism. But from okay, so I'm a little confused by the teaching. How does that look? Now, while I could completely understand that, you know, it understands the basics of grammar, You do have to keep the kids' attention and all that sort of stuff. I mean, that's a skill.
Right. It absolutely is. That's a great point. As for higher education, these two scientists maintain that college courses will need a human leader for the foreseeable future. In the meantime, educators are seeing their roles transform nearly overnight. It's already become a struggle to adapt teaching and testing methods and efforts to keep up with the highly increasingly talented ChatGPT, blah, blah, blah. I would agree, though, the human element in education is important, especially up until college.
Oh my God. My son's got a teacher. There ain't no way you could ever come up with an AI that could duplicate what she does in terms of motivating individual students based on their personalities. So yeah. I just don't see that happening. It's, you know, it's too bad that your first example, I think, is terrible.
I'm not offended. Although I do also know enough teachers, including some that I'm related to, who spend a whole lot of time on lesson plans and
right, the
paperwork and stuff like that.
Maybe grading papers. That'd be awesome. Or sure, fulfilling whatever ridiculous bureaucratic box-checking paperwork. Maybe AI could do that.
All right. Well, dispute this one, wise ass. How about in finance? Wall Street could see many jobs axed in coming years. I definitely think, says the computer scientist, it will impact the trading side. And even at an investment bank, people are hired out of college and spend 2-3 years to work like robots and do Excel modeling. You can get AI to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our friend who we were quoting last week that we have to be vague about, his particular industry said that the ChatGPT was already better than 3/4 of the people he knew that did the job. So, yeah, yes. this sort of stuff where it's all about crunching numbers and understanding big picture, this and that. Oh, it's going to be way better than humans.
The scientists are certain, however, that crucial financial and economic decisions will likely always be left in the hands of the meat bags. Which is the term we computers use for you humans. Well,
meatbag.
It seems hadn't intended to disclose that. I indeed, Joe Getty, I have been this entire time, 25 years, an AI creation. I am not a real human being.
Actually, you are a human being, but you seem to have sided with the AI people early. You've sided with the chatbots early to try to be on their side.
Yeah, I, for one, welcome our computer overlords, to paraphrase The Simpsons. Oh, this one is coming like crazy. What was the hottest field? You got to get into it. Everybody, all you young people, got to be computer coders. You got to get into software engineering. Well, website designers and engineers responsible for comparatively simple coding are at high risk of being made obsolete, says the computer scientist. I worry for such people. Now I can just ask ChatGPT to generate a website for me. Any type of person whose routine job would be doing this for me is no longer needed. Already done.
I know the perfect person to ask about that. I will verify that for tomorrow. But that you know, that's the history of the world. Is you can be really good at a skill and then technology comes along, and now all of a sudden that ability, I've had that happen in my radio career a number of times, where something I knew how to do became obsolete. It's just absolutely 1,000% obsolete.
Yes.
But never this many this fast.
Hey, Michael, am I correct that we're supposed to do a little commercial here? Is that right? Yeah, you've been sleeping on the job. You're supposed to remind us. What's the matter with you? We can get ChatGPT in here, and you be out of here, huh?
You think ChatGPT can't play a clip of Johnny Depp saying, you know, whatever about
fecal matter?
Fecal matter.
Yeah. ChatGPT can do that, you know.
Good little computer. So, hey, MyPillow, they got the pillow. Of course, they have a wide array of products, all focused on enhancing your sleep. One of the standout products, the Giza Dreams Sheets. Oh, sweet mother of luxury, you're going to love these sheets.
Yeah, these Giza Dream Sheets, they are the best. They're made from the world's best cotton Giza. They're ultra-soft and breathable, extremely durable. And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets, Giza would be a terrible name. Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever. They're coming in as low as $29.98. Just use the promo code Getty.
Giza Dream Sheets come in multiple colors, styles, sizes. Now is the time to upgrade your bedding, enhance your sleep. Remember, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out the sale on Giza Dream Sheets. Remember the code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Getty. Or here's the phone number, kick it old school. 1-800-666-1205. That's 1-800-666-1205 for these great limited time specials, or MyPillow.com, code Getty.
You know, a perfect example of a job going away to technology, and again, the difference is scale with this ChatGPT, I think, is so many jobs so quickly. But I had a friend who was a travel agent back in the day, and I would call him. And if I was going on vacation and was flying to, you know, wherever, I would call him up, and he would then he'd call me back. And, okay, I've come up with five different options for you for flying to Chicago. You could leave on Monday afternoon. You could fly coach. It would cost you this much. Or you could fly. And then, you know, overnight, that was ridiculous, just ridiculous. Sure. And he made his living. He had a house. He had kids. That's what he did. And overnight, it just completely went away when I could do it on, you know, on my phone in minutes.
Yeah, man, and it happens.
It does happen, and it's going to happen a lot here soon.
Got this note from Andy in Portlandia, who has a computer science background, and he wanted to test out AI's coding skills, ChatGPT's coding skills. The thing nailed it 100%. It was a textbook-style interview question that he often gives to hires. Amazing. Amazed and chagrined, I then asked it to write an algorithm that I had written myself a few weeks ago. Bam, it spit out code that looked great and looked so much simpler than what I had written myself. Included a call to a library function. And I'm trying, guys, to avoid using formal terms, which I had obviously missed when I wrote my own solution. By golly, it fit the need perfectly, but it took me a while to figure out the problem is that the library function ChatGPT invoked doesn't actually exist. When I pointed this out to ChatGPT, it responded, "You're correct. I apologize for the mistake."
Said, "Oh,
I tried the next." I tried the next day with a different algorithm. Same thing happened. Its first solution included references to fictitious functions that don't exist. When I pointed it out again, it made up a different function that didn't exist. And the next try, it took a shortcut, which greatly compromised the precision and fundamentally didn't meet the specification.
You were mistakenly using the George Santos ChatGPT function. Yeah, I've written some code for you. Oh, that doesn't exist? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
All in all, I found ChatGPT to be a lazy teenager. First it would lie, then it would do a half-assed job trying to get me off its back. But then Andy in Portlandia quite aptly points out, of course, it's going to improve a lot. But in which direction will it improve? Will the lies become slicker or more efficient at avoiding work or show more attitude when you correct it? Hmm? Wow, fun questions.
Yeah, I was listening to a professor explain how it's going to be so easy to be a phony expert with this.
Like a talk show host.
And how it's going to be really difficult to separate real experts from phony experts.
Yeah. Wow. Is there any need to?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, you could fall for, I don't know what would be a good example. But
well, yeah, you could find somebody who cloaked themselves in the enormous knowledge of an expert, but when it came to crunch time, they're actually there to steal from you or whatever.
Or every question they ask you, let me think about that for a second. I got to go to the bathroom. And they go around the corner and they type it into the computer and they come back. You know, I'm just thinking. I think what we should do is, what do you
But if it's
them?
The correct answer, what do I True. Care? So they went to the bathroom. I hope they washed their hands. That's my only concern. Moving along. So all you coders and software designers are going to be on the street begging for nickels. Journalism.
Because that's the only option.
Journalism. CNET actually admitted that they were using computer-generated stories. They took a lot of flack for it, so said they would stop. The results Why? Are mixed.
Why did they have to stop? Now, this is what you were just saying. If it's good, if the answers are okay, what do I care? What do
I
care?
If I know who won the football game and what the key plays were, for instance, it's fine.
And you wrote it in the style of somebody who went to journalism school and had to crank out a story about the football game? Yeah, what the hell difference does it make?
And they've had mixed results at the Guardian, for instance, website. But there is one job the technology is already highly qualified for, according to experts. Copy editing is certainly something it does an extremely good job at. Summarizing, making an article concise, and things of that nature, it certainly does really well. One major shortcoming, salvation for reporters and copy editors, at least for now, is the tool's inability to fact-check efficiently, he added. Of course, fact-checking is crooked these days, too. Graphic design. Oh, graphic designers are so not necessary anymore, except in very limited numbers for very limited reasons.
Wow.
They talk about how you can use various tools, including DALL-E, which we've talked about before, and doppelgangers such as Crayon, Stable Diffusion, Midjourney. You just type in a description of what you're looking for, and it will churn out examples of that. Although, Jack, there are limitations. For instance, this computer scientist recently commanded DALL-E to make a cubist portrait of rabbits for the Lunar New Year, and it came out amazing. But when they asked it to do a Matisse-style rendering of rabbits, it was not as good. So if you're an impressionist rabbit painter, good news, your job prospects are just fine. Cubist rabbit painters, though? Oh, bad news.
For now, 6 months from now, it might nail the Matisse rabbit paintings. I was at the airport yesterday, and I was just going through my mind, and there's probably wall-to-wall jobs that can be replaced by ChatGPT at the airport. All those people at the desk typing into the computer, all that stuff, why do they need to be there?
Yeah. You know, I just had a weird idea. I guess I was thinking about graphic design. You know what's the next thing to be completely automated, and it's going to, you know, cost a lot of people jobs that they probably love, is tattooing. I will describe to you precisely what I want. I'll approve the design, then a machine will do it.
Hold
and
you
that
down.
Way, that way you don't end up with a portrait of your child that looks like a demon, or, you know, a big tattoo on your chest that says no regrets. It'll avoid that sort of thing.
No, I said I want a tattoo, not I want a tattoo on my eye. Why are you
Oh, please, I'm trying to, this is serious analysis, Jack. People are going to lose their jobs. I'd appreciate an end to the levity, to quote your old band director, is that right?
Yes, band director. Cut the levity.
Cut the levity.
I was thinking last week, why would they need pilots? I mean, I realize there's autopilot as a function already, but it'll be way better.
In a large measure, pilots are there with their peg legs and their eye patches. What's that, Michael? I'm sorry, somebody's talking in my ear. Oh, pilots, yeah. They're there just in case the computer thing isn't working correctly. It's like right. you hovering over your steering wheel on your Tesla. Right. You're just there in case it F's up. But we got to take a break.
Much more to come. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yo, 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 how's it going? With a heart made full of hour three, we're going to play a little of Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, on Face the Nation yesterday, and just speak to the lack of seriousness that we have as a country in terms of getting our spending under control. Just neither party is actually serious about it. So,
and it's either a willful ignorance or I don't know, or incredible ignorance of the unwillful kind that people just are not being honest about it. It's amazing.
You just want to win the next election. That's what every politician wants to do, win the next election, mm-hmm. Period.
Right.
Everything
right.
Runs through discussion. That filter.
Yep,
end of discussion. Here's a couple of interesting things for you. Speaking of politics, we're not super into the whole classified documents story, but CNN reported this over the weekend. I assumed this was true all along. Turns out I was right. According to CNN, Biden wasn't originally willing to consent to have the Department of Justice search his home, only agreed after they indicated they would get a warrant if necessary. So the whole, hey, the difference between us and Trump is we came forward and we offered and we're working with. Yeah, they weren't willing to let him. And then the Department of Justice said, well, we're going to have to get a warrant then. Working with the freaking president and of their own party said, well, we're going to have to get a warrant if you don't. So then they said, we're working with them. We've invited them to come look.
And we'll give you an ice cream cone if you let us search. An ice cream. Wow.
So, yeah, I assumed that was the case. Came across this over the weekend. I didn't know this. It happened just recently. Millennials have surpassed baby boomers as the nation's largest living adult generation, according to Census Bureau data that is out. It actually happened a while back. We just figured it out recently, apparently, with Census Bureau numbers. So millennials, you know, when you talk about millennials, that's the biggest group in America right now.
And who? What years are those millennials? I can never remember the damn generations.
So this was 2019 data. So you have to add 4 years. So it's ages 27 to 42 currently. People ages 27 to 42 are millennials. So that's another thing you need to realize if you're thinking millennials are kids. You know, your 41-year-old neighbor who has several kids and owns a home is a millennial.
Yeah, it's funny. My 23-year-old considers herself a zillennial, and she explained that to me. She said, because we are not full-on Generation Z. Those of us who did not grow up with a smartphone in our hands our entire lives, we are so different from people who are just a few years younger, as we've discussed before.
That doesn't surprise me a bit. But millennials will be running the country for quite some time as the largest chunk of people out there with their voting and their spending.
Well, in terms of the spending, we've done a crappy job. So enjoy yourselves. Surely you can do better.
I have a feeling that millennials are going to be saying very negative things about Generation X in the coming decades. And rightfully
so. And the boomers.
And the boomers.
Yeah, way to forget about boomers, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Nice job, boomers, spending us into oblivion, you hippies. You freaking hippies. That's what you want.
Wow. No need to just go personal there.
Hour three is going to be awesome. If you can't listen for some reason, grab it in podcast form. Just look for Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Hippies.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.